This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the re-up man. Whoa, yeah.
What's happening? Welcome to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. We coming straight off of Father's Day weekend, and we got some shit going on. This is Taco, Titty, and Tequila Tuesday. We got tequila, no tacos, no titties. We still out there looking for some titties. So if you're a woman out there that want to get into radio, podcast, and everything, you think you got some nice titties and a nice personality, give us a call at 323-293-3375. Whoa, yeah. You might be the next co-host and come up here and sit amongst this sausage party. You hear me? You hear what I'm saying? Whoa, yeah. Now, check this shit out. Let me introduce who we have on the show and on the panel this week. We got Al Toomer, resident comedian and former future slave.
Don't start, nigga.
Okay, well, hey, shit, nigga. I'm just trying to tell the people who the fuck you is. And then we got the ghetto Googler, Farouk, right here. In the motherfucker. And we got a special guest this week. His name is Monkey.
Bless brethren.
Monkey, monkey, monkey. Now, what he is what I found, if anybody watched Facebook Live, Marvin Thomas, what is it, Marvin Thomas Facebook?
Yeah,
Marvin Thomas. Yeah, you'll see Icon got me on Toy Drive or something. Click that shit, friend me, and you'll see the Facebook Live. This guy right here was on one of my commercial inserts, which he was doing some ninja shit with a staff. Mm-hmm. And I just seen him because, you know, I'm into local shit. And this guy had a staff, and I said, what's the odds of me seeing a black-ass ninja on Crenshaw and 43rd in 2017, and this nigga just popped up. So he's here. Welcome, Monkey, to the lounge.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a samurai, Marv, not a ninja. Ninja throws stars and shit like that at people, man. You know, he used sticks and, you know, I seen him running up trees and all kind of bullshit.
You seen this nigga run up a tree?
Yeah, he's a modern-day fucking samurai, man.
So, Monkey.
Yeah.
Is he correct? Are you more of a, do you consider yourself more of a samurai than a ninja?
To be honest with you, I thought you was a
Teenage Mutant Ninja Nigga Turtle.
I'm just a regular guy trying to stay in the shadows.
He said, I'm a regular guy trying to stay in the shadows.
He don't do no regular shit.
Samurai's be in the shadows, then?
Yeah, ninjas too, since you said it.
I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck he is.
You
freaking, yeah, man.
You
yeah,
freaking me out.
Do some shit.
He like a Rasta ninja.
He even had Jessica out there doing shit. I said, oh shit, she kicking, spinning around, flipping and shit. I said, God damn.
Right there, I get it.
One of your students?
Yeah, no, I got her going with some forms and some basic water style. So
what the fuck? You said forms
and water. And water style.
Yeah, water style.
Look, I seen him have a cup of goddamn water. Throw the cup of water in the air, do four flips, and catch the goddamn cup and sip on it.
And then drop shit.
And the water dripped back into the goddamn cup.
You seen
cup,
that shit?
Man.
Yeah. You saw that shit with your
early, mom? Early in the daytime. They didn't think I was watching.
Nigga, put that on
the parking lot. On everything.
Okay, so exactly.
You did that shit?
What does he do?
Put my business.
You samurai fighter? You do circle, do salacious?
Well, Bruce Lee and Jim Kelly.
Hold on, did you hear what he said? Al, what did you say?
Are you a fighter? You do circle, you do Soleil shit? You know, like, you know.
Well, not
that
the circus.
That nigga said
Soleil,
circle, de Soleil.
Hey, like, them niggas is too flexible. I can't do all that stuff.
He's not a contortionist.
That's like the black circus.
Yeah,
he said
that's
the circle.
Them dudes
but
over there.
When you say samurai, I think fighter, killer, that type of shit. That's
I wouldn't want to fuck with him.
I don't want to drink with the nigga, too. You just fuck a cup up like that and don't drop no drink,
nigga.
I'm not allowed to say in public.
I'm NRA.
We'll get no party fouls with this nigga.
You can tell he'd be a. See, he all horse and shit from all that. Oh yeah,
I ain't finna fight no motherfucker like that. I mean, how do you compare?
I have come to fight.
When you know you have the skills to fuck somebody up, you got to be disciplined
and humble.
Yeah, you do.
So let's expand that. So let me ask you a question. Now, look, have you ever been in a situation where, you know, because you be in the hood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just be honest with you. Niggas be acting crazy, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know, niggas will freak out over if they order 10 piece McNugget and they only got 8 and they start tripping and you in the line behind them, right? Mm-hmm. And you trying to be humble. Right? You know what I'm saying? Do you try to come at them non-violent first, or do you come at them first and be like, ah, it's nuggets, nigga! Chill the fuck out!
No,
or do you just be like, Confucius say nuggets ain't real chicken anyway.
The second one, actually, I try to tell him, like, man, I don't want no problems.
Now, how often does that work for you in the hood?
Not
never.
It ain't gonna work at all.
So you that's when you go straight to that.
I just go in after that. I give you one chance, and then after that, I'm like, hey, bro, look, you did this to yourself.
So he gonna let you dictate how you want to get your ass.
I put the ball in your court. Is
that's my kind of man.
Hey, look here. That's just like the old karate movie where they say, look, you have offended me and my family.
Yeah, well,
and you have also offended Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, so you have to have discipline with that shit.
So you whooped the nigga ass in McDonald's before?
Next to McDonald's, not in McDonald's. I beat up the security guard in El Pollo Loco, though. Right across the street.
El Pollo Loco?
I can't
see, he sound like me. I got palm pilot stories all around this motherfucker. We need to be a dynamic duo, goddammit. We can clean up all the crime
and
bullshit
in
LA.
Avenger, hold up. The Dark Avenger and the Monkeys.
No, the Brass. No.
Let's change your name.
Golden Monkey.
Okay. No, look. Brass Monkey.
Iron Monkey.
Brass Monkey.
Yeah, we want to make it.
No, we're going to say Brass Monkey because we like to drink.
Brass Monkey. That funky monkey.
Y'all, I know he's a cold motherfucker, man, and I don't fear no man, but in particularly, I wouldn't pick him to fuck with.
But you never know. That's why you have to have discipline with that shit.
Oh, yeah, you do,
now,
man.
You know, do you know motherfuckers who know what you know and choose to go out and be assholes?
Yeah.
See, I'm the nigga that gets shot. Because I ain't going to fight a motherfucker that I know. You break down in a stand and shit on me, man. I mean,
pistol
I'm going to leave you the fuck alone.
But see, what he know is never a stand, though. That's why, you know, you don't know till you fucked up in the hospital.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I ain't talking about, that's what I'm saying, the discipline. But, you know, you have assholes that go out and learn shit and go out and fuck with people.
But they never,
get shot.
See, but this is the thing about the discipline of all.
From you every day of the week because you can do it, nigga. I don't know how to fight.
I'm going to get a pistol.
But this is the thing about the discipline of all martial arts, okay?
Yeah.
Once you learn and master any degree or become any belt of martial art, it's all for the defense and it's all about your chi.
Now, maybe you have a martial arts belt yourself, don't you?
A couple of them.
And you got yours from the Slauson Supermarket.
No, I got my shit from the hard-ass concrete. I got my shit the same way Bruce Lee got his. He earned it on the street. Beating motherfuckers' ass. You know kung fu. Okay, nigga, I know you through. Because you kung fu, you through fucking with me.
So you got a money belt. You earned your money
belt. Yeah, all of that. Yeah. But what I was saying is that when you're disciplined, it teaches you that the good, positive energy always overruled the negative. So if you want to learn anything, to do it for the negative, that negative
energy
works against you.
Right.
Yep.
So there's no possible way that you can learn any or master any martial arts and be like an asshole, even want to use it against people because you don't know what that person
is. Now, check this out. Hold on. That's I want to ask him a question. Now, are you in a relationship?
Nah.
You ever been in a relationship with a woman?
Yeah.
Now, you ever lived with a woman?
Yeah.
This is what I want. Was it a black woman?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know the black woman got a cold-ass motherfucking mouth.
Yeah.
Now, how do you implement your samurai or ninja skills?
Yeah, judo chopped to the throat.
You know what I do.
When she gets to talking that shit, do you want her first? She's like, look here, baby. Be careful with your words. Choose them wisely.
Oh,
nah. Because one false word will get you fucked up. How do you deal with that?
I hit the door, man. I just leave and clear the area.
You don't take that moment to use your fucking skill?
What if the bitch hit you upside the head with a Hennessy bottle?
But you're like, that was all you had? And then you just leave?
Nah, like, I let her hit
me. Can you block if she hit you? Do you be like, is that all you got?
Yeah, I had girlfriends that would get mad because they couldn't hit me. Like, I antagonized
them. You be dodging them and shit?
Matrix ass.
And that just make them madder up.
Oh, yeah. And I just start laughing. And
well, I'm going to tell you something, monkey, about me. You don't know this, look. But I've studied several martial arts styles in the past. Mm-hmm. And I would probably fall in the category of what Al has talked about as the asshole. And I was in a relationship where a woman, she started talking shit, and I told her like this. Mm-hmm. I said, look here, keep your hands to yourself. I'll keep my hands to myself. Because you don't want this level, this degree of goddamn shit that I have for your ass.
What you say, lavender?
Lavender.
A lavender belt?
Isn't they got a lavender belt?
Do they got a lavender belt in Barcelona?
I never heard it.
I'm gonna be real with you.
You got that at 6 months old.
No, look, I'm gonna tell you, I earned a snakeskin belt. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. So I told her, now she started hitting me and I did like this, look. Uh-huh. I hit it like this, look. She kept hitting, I was blocking her shit like, and I like sound effects. You actually
did it with it.
Yeah. Because I blank out because I watch movies. I go in, and then I start talking about my...
You won the fight because he smelled your fucking breath.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right. That's why my mouth didn't match
knock
my
out,
words.
Huh?
Yeah. I looked at it like this, Al. I did like this.
Look. Not gas coming out of this fucking mouth.
Al, this is what I did. This is what I told her. I said, look here. I said, check this shit out, bitch. I said, look, your breath smells pretty good. But by the time you smell my breath, you'll be dead.
The level of honesty.
You gotta do the extra lip movements, Mark.
I did. I said, look, check this shit out, bitch. Your breath smells pretty good.
I always like the sound effects of them motherfucking old karate.
That whopping.
Especially when you know somebody really get fucked up because you hear them just like, oh!
They be over there, oh! What about you ever watched the karate movies?
Yeah.
Remember how they put the little karate fag in that motherfucker?
The gay karate?
Yeah, he always go like this. He go, Master, he's at the house of the new now. He's at the house of the new now. He said he's looking for the one I'm mad.
Stop me, you two.
Master, he's at the new now. He be like, shut the fuck up. He's like, okay, I'll shut the fuck up.
I try not to pay attention to that guy. There's always one in every classroom.
I never learned martial arts at all.
So he said there's a fag in every classroom.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're going to find one. Is. You don't see and them at first.
Hold on, what you say? Now,
some of the motherfuckers that learn this shit.
Excuse that term to all the LGBT community. Fuck you anyway.
Yeah, we don't want to use the word fag. We want to use cocksuckers. But look what we say.
You're not a fag, don't get mad.
Yeah, look, we don't want to use fags. Come on. We want to use the word cocksuckers. Now, look at what I'm saying.
But normally, real.
Pipe blowers.
Fudge packers. But what I'm saying is this.
Doo-doo chasers.
Doo-doo chasers. That's another word for it. That's a ninja term for
that's
a fact.
Pillow biters.
Look. Now, he hit us with a ninja term. Doo-doo chasers.
Doo-doo chasers.
Look here, doo-doo chaser. Your style is pretty good. By the time you learn my style, you'll be dead, you damn fool. But look what I'm saying. Why they always just call it in the karate movies, they say, you damn fool.
Because you a fool for fucking
with me. Yeah, look at it. He knows that because you a fool for fucking with me.
You a fool for fucking with me.
I see your style, chinchilla style. Uh-huh. But do you know drunken brass monkey style? You damn fool. Now, let me ask you this, because I saw you do your shit and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, do you do classes? Do you give
me? Yeah.
How much you charge for classes?
Oh, for the private classes, it's $30 2 weeks. Fitness, health, martial arts.
And where can they find you at?
Right here in the park. Right here.
By the water fountain?
Water by the right there.
You ain't
by
got
the
no Instagram
fountain.
Or nothing?
I don't usually do social media.
Meet his ass by the 3 palm trees. He throwing stars and all things. Climbing up the motherfucking palm trees.
You can't miss
me. But you don't need to teach. Man, go out to the Hermosa Beach or something. You don't need to teach these niggas over here like line of fight, man.
I teach the kids and the women. That's what's
okay.
Important.
Oh, okay. Well, them kids up there, you don't need to teach them. They'll shoot you.
They don't know karate. They know crazy.
I know Kabulit.
Everybody. Everybody in South Central Los Angeles knows some form of ass whoop.
Some form of ass whoop.
Yeah, they know some form of ass whoop. So don't come to South Central California fucking with people. You see these palm trees, beautiful houses.
Don't
so, you know, you're from the East Coast of Chicago, from the slum. You come out here thinking people are lolly-dolly in fairyland.
And get fucked up.
Fuck with somebody out here, you're going to get your ass whooped because we know judo, we know, you know. We know all that type of shit. So don't come out here in peace, have a good time, enjoy the sunshine, smoke some good weed, you know, have your way with all these plentiful, beautiful women. Mm-hmm. But don't come out here with that bullshit and
out.
That narrow motherfucking mind.
Farouk, now we're going to get on the subject. We talk about fathers. Do you have any kids?
No, I do not.
Goddamn, you spend all the time in the motherfucking chamber, the 36th chamber?
I do not have kids. I have students.
I must make myself pure of the...
I have to rid myself of evil. Get it back.
I have to rid myself of impurities. We only have one life.
You have to rid yourself of evil?
Rid yourself of all impurities. Like
impurities.
The asshole that you got in you when you use your martial arts against other people.
Yeah, when you overcome the asshole in you, you done overcame the world.
That's when you, that's what I'm talking about.
But now, have you succeeded in doing that?
Absolutely.
Obviously, you ain't got no pussy.
You've overcame the asshole.
Yeah, no, I give you one real good chance. Brother, I don't want no problems. The hands go up like this.
First.
After that.
What you do with the police? I mean, come on.
And see,
you,
then
you
they had the
oh, that's a good question. Hold up.
You know,
now, have you ever
I know some motherfucking brothers that done fucked the police up, and they still breathe.
Have you ever fucked the police up? On some Jim Kelly shit?
Yeah, I have.
You trying to set me up?
Yeah.
I have.
And they couldn't even pull their guns
on. No, they can't. You don't got no weapon, especially the way
did I you
dress.
Disarm their ass?
No, they didn't pull nothing.
Tell us
he
the story.
Basically, he tried to hit me up. He told me, please put your hands behind the back. And I'm like, nah, bro, what you talking? You don't know my name. I'm not telling you nothing. I don't have to. Yeah. He was like, he tried to grab me on some muscle and shit. He was bigger than me. Mm. I'm like, nope. Pressure point.
He pressure point that motherfucker?
Yeah, no, his neck.
Right. What you did like this, you like boop that nigga like
it's neck, trap, and then the balls or leg. Either one goes.
Did you hit him with one finger like he was like
Then they got a thumb lock, like it's called the cum lock.
Hold on, did you see that move?
With the whole hand.
For real, did you see that move?
You get the whole hand in there.
Show me that move right there.
Like this one, you either go this way, straight there, two fingers, urch style punch. That's how you split somebody muscle open.
Really? What?
Yeah.
That's how I used to finger bang bitches.
Y'all work too hard, man.
Hey, look. Kung Fu on pussy.
I didn't even know. Look, I was ninja-ing in the pussy. I didn't even know. Can I hear him like this? Look, I used to hear him like, what? Then I fist out. Then I used to call this the quarter cum technique.
Yeah.
But I put this motherfucker there, a quarter cup of cum come out that pussy.
Yeah, but like I said, y'all work too hard on learning how to fight and do all this other type of bullshit, man.
It's just
if you
movement.
Ain't got sense enough, and I'm telling anybody out there, from women to kids or whatever, keep some salt, salt, something.
To get in the eyes.
If you can't beat a blind motherfucker, then you need fine. Your ass.
Salt.
Well, see, you if know you don't
want to anything.
But if I know martial arts, I can beat your ass with my eyes closed.
Yeah, that's true.
All I got to do is touch you.
Uh-huh,
I ain't going to be that close to you.
Wait a minute,
why you got them some niggas?
Then it's not going to get in my eyes.
Did you hear what this nigga said? Wait a minute, for real. You said salt, keep some salt in your pocket?
It works.
Yeah, it does.
It works.
Element of surprise,
tactic.
Nigga. If you can't beat a blind motherfucker, you fucked up.
If you fighting a steak, that sound cool, nigga. You gonna season the motherfucker.
Well, salt will blind your ass.
Have you motherfuckers out there wouldn't whoop me blind.
That's how.
And if I had one eye, you gonna have two fucked up eyes.
For real. Would you rather have some salt or a pistol?
I'm going.
You ain't going to prison for salt.
I'll take
but
the
I'm
salt.
Saying all I need is for your ass is to be blind for a second.
I'll take the salt because the salt doesn't make any noise. I can get away
with it. Right, man. I would make an ice pick out of ice and stab your ass, and all they're going to find is a drop of water, no motherfucking fingerprint. That's it. And it might be 3 weeks before they find your stinky rotten ass. So I ain't going to say no more than that, okay?
Ice cold.
But I'm the type of motherfucker that'll wait up under your house, find out where you sleep at. I'm the type of motherfucker
premeditated.
That would take a pencil lead and break your back tail light, and when you get in your goddamn car and start it up and put it in gear, nigga, you gone.
Now, hold up, monkey. What kind of style?
Don't fuck with me.
Hold up, monkey. What kind of style of martial arts is that?
I'm talking about nigga style. I'm talking about knowing how to survive. That's the I got it out for your ass kind of
That's
style.
Called modern day guerrilla warfare.
You owe me some money kind
of
style.
Don't fuck with me and your life will be spared.
Right. Element of surprise.
Yeah. Yep. Y'all as soon as he start that motherfucking car up and put it in gear and let off that goddamn, that brake light hit, that's it.
It's done.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Hey, look here. First of all, I'm going to tell y'all, you know, I like what you're saying, but you niggas are scaring me.
Fuck, nigga, you shot at a goddamn homeless dog.
Well, shit, nigga, you should have been at the house.
In the rain.
Well, shit, nigga.
Like I just dog got, running around trying to get something to eat, and you target practicing on
I had a whole fucking I just
got
today.
Al, hold on, hold on. Oh, wait, look. Al, in all honesty, I just got that pistol. Hey, hold up. And you know, we legitimately went looking for niggas, but they wasn't outside.
They wasn't outside.
It was raining.
But that fucking dog was outside, nigga.
My drink gone.
And you missed
you
him.
You a cold nigga.
Did I miss him?
I don't know whether you missed him or not. I think I hit that motherfucker. Fuck, you look like he kept on trotting the way he was trotting.
You didn't stop. You just kept running.
I hit that motherfucker. Hey, and we was drunk as fuck. Like, I talked shit to the dog, too. The dog was walking. I was like, break your ass, nigga. Blah. The nigga was like, arr. That's how you know you're
What kind of dog was it?
It was a mutt.
It was a baby. It was a mutt. It wasn't even a Rottweiler. Pit bull.
The motherfucking dog looked like he was hitting the rocks.
A Rottweiler and a pit bull ain't a mutt, man. That's a new breed.
Nobody gave a fuck about it.
They call it a land shark.
A regular stray-ass dog running around trying to get his hustle on. It would have been better if you'd have shot at a goddamn Rottweiler who was being well-fed. This dog was out trying to find food. And you shot at him.
So he don't get no brownie points for that bullshit.
No, not shooting a stray dog at that. Nigga, we were struggling at this time. This dog trying to get his hustle on. He got to go through garbage and get his shit. And you just go take him. Well, I guess if you say it was a mercy killing, I'll let you have it. But that ain't what you say.
I thought you wasn't going to
tell
talk
me. Don't talk about harming dogs.
Hold on, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Kill the bird the same way, though.
Wait a minute. Farouk, I thought you wasn't going to tell nobody about that goddamn story.
Man, this was, what movie was this? What movie this? We didn't wrote a bunch of scripts. Ain't nobody going to shut us down. Somebody just said that. Everybody going to set me down for a goddamn thing. If you can go in my goddamn head and prove what the fuck I'm saying, you kiss my motherfucking ass.
That's why Al's my guy.
I like how you put the emphasis on the peep.
Okay, now, since you don't have any kids, we're going to get this back to Father's Day. Before we go to the commercial, we're going to go to commercial in a few minutes. So if anybody want to chime in, we got a comedian come up named T.P. Hearns. He's coming up pretty shortly, but we're about to go to the commercial. And we want to wish all the real fathers out there a happy belated Father's Day because, you know, nobody gives a fuck.
What about the stepfathers? Nobody gives a fuck about me.
Right.
I ain't got no real kids. You know how many goddamn kids I done raised? What about happy stepfather's day? What about happy motherfucker's day? What about me?
It's called a step, Al. And what do you do to steps when you walk up them?
You climb on them.
So, fuck all that trying to be a stepfather. Either you a father or
you
not.
Can't be. You know how many women I've met in my life that didn't have kids? What else can I be?
Well, if you want to take the title stepfather, then you should be stepped on.
They called you. Hey,
now, if you're a father, it don't matter if it's your biological child or not. Because that child going to call you daddy.
Wait a minute. Look, Fru, can I be real with it? You got to wait for Sponsor's Day.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
No shit.
We'll be right back.
Fuck both of y'all.
We'll be right back on the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge.
Boom. Yeah. My mama side nigga day. That's what that is.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I've been a thug all my life. I wish I could start being a rapper right now. You ain't got to say that. You be like, you been a thug my life. You know what I'm saying?
You
now, we got
pretty good.
Thank you very much, nigga. We got a caller. Let's take this caller. Caller, you say what? Can we get the caller? Hello. He hung up? That little caller hung up before. Maybe tomorrow he'll call back another day. Yeah. So anyway, so check this
thank
out.
Thank you for calling anyway.
Yeah, thank you for calling anyway.
Really appreciate it.
Damn, nigga, we got skills. So look, we back and we was talking about Father's Day and shit, and we got TP across the street. Let me see what he's saying on the phone. TP, what's happening? What'd you say?
I said she's on the phone.
Yeah, you see her now? All right, come on, nigga. Shit.
He's the universe.
Oh, yeah. Look. That's my nigga, T.P. Hearns. If anybody ever heard of T.P. Hearns, he's one of the greatest comedians. I mean, when we started, how many years ago we was doing this shit?
At least 25. It was in the 92.
I remember seeing him on Comic View, man. He used to have me busting up late nights, man.
Yeah, T.P.
That nigga had too much goddamn energy for one man to have.
He didn't have too much. He's perfect with what he did, man. T.P.'s a motherfucker.
If you leave him on stage for 4 hours, you be hurting and laughing for 4 hours.
You know what's interesting?
Cracked the funny bone before then.
You know what's interesting about T.P. to me is he been around so long, He got a story about any goddamn comedian, any comedian, you black, white, Mexican. If you mention this comedian to this man, he got a cold ass story about their ass because he done been around a long time. And he's one of my favorite. I'm a, you know, this is what I call a comedian's comedian. Like, you know, as comedians, we have favorite comedians. Like, who's your favorite comedians, Al? Omit the slave comedians, nigga.
I got some favorites, man.
Like Schleppy White was.
Well, you talking about what we come and you said with Jamie, Robin? I mean, you could, I could go on and on.
Oh, that's TP right here.
Lord,
okay,
there he is.
Okay, Monkey. Hold on 1 second, Monkey. It was nice meeting you. Take your headphones off.
Appreciate it.
And we're gonna see you by the fountain in Leimert Park.
Yep.
For your free classes. Yeah.
I charge, but yeah, the first class is free.
Don't fuck with.
Go that way. And wait.
I can't stop in this neighborhood.
Wait. TP, come around this way. And TP, you gonna sit right here. We done finally got TP in the motherfucking house. Put your headphones on. Yeah. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, the headphones don't work. I don't hear nothing.
You don't hear shit?
I don't hear shit.
You don't hear shit?
I don't hear me. I don't hear you.
You don't hear nothing. You're talking to the mic. Put the mic
shit
in.
My shit going in and out of here.
All right. Now put your headphones on. Okay. Now can we hear TP? Are we good?
Check two. What's wrong? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you.
You can't hear me?
Nope.
You can.
Not like this. I can hear you.
That nigga, I said, can you hear me? He said, nope.
I can hear you talking. I can't hear you through the headphones.
Okay. Well, shit. Can you hear this right now?
No, I can't hear none of your secret eye shit.
He probably got to turn it on.
What kind of special agent shit is this anyway? Turn something on because I want to talk.
Okay, it's a thing right here. Now, can you hear something now? Put that shit on. Can you hear something?
Check one, check two. I can't hear shit.
You can't hear me?
No, give me yours.
Plug it up. He probably took it off.
Okay, here we go.
The monkey guy was just sitting there, might unplug it.
Hello?
This shit is short.
Oh, you can hear a little bit.
No,
oh,
you shorted.
No, I can hear this.
You need to go to Kaiser, nigga.
First of all, I can hear now.
Okay, we got it.
I can hear it now, but
you can't touch it, though.
Al,
don't be playing with your phone. We're on the radio.
Yeah.
Look here. First of all, mom, no.
Let me introduce you.
Okay, do that.
Because the people want to know. Ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody know who that nigga is.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
Fuck yourself, you get better results. Look. this young man right here is Mr. T.P. Hearns, one of the most fabulous comedians I've ever met in my life, and we're welcome to have you on the lounge. Welcome to the lounge, T.P.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, man. It's good to be here. Finally. It ain't like, okay, I've been doing work to change my life. Y'all know me. I've been trying to change.
You've been trying to change?
Yes, I'm trying to change, but being fashionably late is not one of the changes. That's what I do. Now, point is, I couldn't get here. I was trying to get here. I caught a cab.
You caught a cab?
I caught a cab.
Then you tell me
you're on the bus. Listen, the cab driver rolled around. He said, I cannot stop in this neighborhood. I said, what? He said, I cannot. I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Ride around the park 3 times and I jump out. I jump out. I run down. I walk down the street. For the address you gave me. I walk in there. It's a barber shop. I said, where Marvin is? I don't know where that Marvin is. Does he cut hair? I said, no. He said, that's the address he gave me. I called him. He said, oh, Tippy, you here? I said, nigga, I'm here. Where y'all at? He said, I'm going to send my assistant across the street to get you. Secret eye, motherfucker. Why you giving the address where you was at?
Because I thought you
gotta send somebody
time.
To come and get me, huh?
I thought you were going to be on time.
Nigga, I'm never on time.
Oh,
fashionably late.
Some shit don't
real
change.
Nigga.
This nigga say fashionably
late. Wait a minute, stop. What's being on time got to do with you giving me the wrong address and sending somebody to pick me up and the cab won't stop in the Leimert Park?
We got to call her. Hold up. We got
to
call her.
I know. I told a bunch of people to call, but I couldn't get in.
All right, hold up. Hold on. Let's just call her. Call her. You say what?
Now, call you got to act like that shit worked.
Call her.
Somebody push a button.
Can you get the caller?
It don't work.
We wait.
You know you don't get no damn caller.
1 second, we got the caller.
Ah, you was playing with your phone.
Call it. Do we have a caller or not?
Are you referring to me?
Okay,
we
got.
How you doing?
How you doing? Welcome to the lounge. What's your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you're the motherfucker that called, ain't you?
Yeah, oh yes, I'm the MF that call. Yes, my name is Tony
Trotter
out of Philly.
Ah, don't stop. Slow down, y'all. Slow down. This is Tony Trotter out of Philly. I'm going to Philly. Tony Trotter, stop with the cussing and come be talking about the motherfucker that call.
Oh, you know him?
This is, yes, I know him. Oh. You're going to get to know him if you be quiet. This is Anthony Trotter. Tony, how you doing, Tony? I'm glad you called, buddy. Tony,
I'm doing good.
In my tour that I'm giving a rundown to you, the dates. Uh-huh. September 16th, I'll be in Philly at the show called It's Okay to Laugh. It's Okay to Laugh is a gospel show. It's gospel comedy.
Oh, that's why I can't
Anthony Trotter has been pumping this since the, what, the early, late, middle 90s, when black comedy hit, like, with a real big boom.
Yeah.
He grabbed it, like all the other promoters, but he went gospel comedy.
Oh.
And he stuck with it all these years, that he's doing a fantastic job.
So let me ask him something.
Sure, go ahead.
Anthony, are you a gospel comedian?
No, I'm just a promoter.
Oh, you're a gospel promoter?
He's a promoter.
I figure that, brother, and I commend you on what you do.
Now, hold up. You're a gospel promoter, Anthony?
Yeah.
That means you ain't going to get paid, TP.
I've been working. No, he ain't like that. I've been working with Anthony. I've been working with Tony for years. Years.
He's going to say your blessings.
Pay attention.
We're going to pay you with blessings.
Pay attention. The date is September 16th.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic show. Again, the name of the show is It's Okay to Laugh.
You gonna
that
get,
doesn't matter. Listen.
You're going to be mad. You're going to get paid in
it doesn't matter who the headliner is. You know what I'm saying? Me. You know what I'm saying? Earth and Kit.
Now, what
it
is it about?
It doesn't matter who the headliner
matter,
is.
God damn it. It don't mean one of us, nigga.
The name of the show is It's Okay to Laugh.
Okay.
It's a gospel production show. It's fantastic. It's comedy.
What is it about?
Gospel comedy. You don't do gospel comedy, do you?
I do gospel comedy.
You were just sitting there fucking kissing somebody out.
I do gospel comedy.
It's not curse. That's
thank
all you have to do.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to
tell
you.
Tony, while they having a conversation, man, I'm glad you called.
Listen, TP, you done gospel comedy?
And I wish they give you an opportunity to say what you called for.
Slow down, yes.
They in some other shit.
Thank you.
I'm trying to be a wager because I appreciate the fact that you called,
bro. Now, let's see what Tony has to say. Tony, what you got to say?
No, I call into the Deep Brothers, and you're right, gospel comedy, you don't have to curse, but it has to be clean subject, too. So, I mean, just not you just can't.
I got some gospel comedy. Can I hit you, and you tell me if it's good gospel comedy?
Okay, go ahead. I'm just...
All right, look here. It's nothing new under the sun. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Tony, you there?
I'm listening.
Now, you know, in Jeremiah, the chapter of Jeremiah, it say that death will creep in from through the windows from the streets from without within, correct?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, listen, now
I'm sure they didn't stutter, but you
now,
go ahead. Yeah.
Now, to me, that sounded like it was a drive-by.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. Let me.
But they didn't have no six folds of pistols. They was on cobblestone roads, and they was riding by. It's like, is that nigga Leviticus?
Right. Would that work? Let me say this. Hold on.
Listen.
I'm gonna say this. I wouldn't say I really do gospel comedy. I do clean comedy.
Clean comedy, that's right. Yeah. That's what I was trying to explain. One at a time.
Yeah, so
that's what I was trying to explain on another interview.
Now, are you doing your comedy in the place?
They were saying gospel comedy. And God tipping you to gospel comedy. And every time they say that, gospel, I said, wait a minute, y'all saying like it's a disease or something. Ooh, you got the AIDS. No, gospel comedy is just good, clean fun. It's kind of the same comedy that you do.
Do you have gospel comedy?
As long as I'm talking, you're very rude. I was saying that gospel comedy is just good, clean fun. And you do the same comedy without the bad words and without the sexual content. You know, you don't make reference to sexual jokes.
Like people in the Bible, they have sex?
Huh? Yeah, but now I don't know. But people with more intelligence can talk about it without being nasty.
David had sex.
Yes, he did, but he talked about it without being nasty.
But it ain't but seven bad words, so a bitch in the choir can do it. She can twerk. And that'll be all right. Because
well, anyway, let me get back to the reality.
It ain't seven bad words.
Right.
And what is clean comedy?
Okay, let me
get to... Can I talk about drugs without cussing?
Can I say some of those seven words, please? I was going to say, what's happening, Law, one more time, so I'm going to let Tony go. August the 10th and 11th. Let me correct that because I did a radio show.
Right.
I did a commercial and said the wrong date. August 12th, 11th and 12th.
Uh-huh.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Old school throwback show.
Right.
September 16th. Philly, It's Okay to Laugh.
Uh-huh.
Columbia, South Carolina, October 2nd.
Yeah.
22nd, I'm sorry.
Now, is this your
October
tour? 22nd. You doing a tour?
Yeah.
Who are you doing the tour with?
With different people. Because, like, for example, Dirty South from Atlanta.
I know him.
I'm not him, her, you dumbass. Listen, I'm doing the August 11th and 12th.
What the fuck they
Jacksonville, dirty? Florida. August 13th, the Atlanta Comedy House Theater. That's me and Dirty. It's because the show,
are you
the
doing
tour.
Anything here?
The tour is called Laugh Till It Hurts.
Are you going
to
do
it's me and Dirty
here?
South. Eventually. Not right now. Now, Dirty can't go with me to Philly because that's gospel comedy. Right. Her name is Dirty South, and there's a reason.
Clean comedy.
Right. So she can't go. She can't go
dirty
to Philly.
Dirty and clean don't
but
go
I pick
together.
But I pick up with Dirty again in October when we go to Columbia, South Carolina.
So you're doing gospel comedy
Hold on,
or dirty
stop,
comedy?
Stop. Anthony, my brother, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. I'll see you soon, okay?
Appreciate your call, bro. Always call back, man. Call back.
Excuse me, Tony. Tony, do you write your plays?
No, I do a hard command. Who's one person y'all might have heard? Y'all probably heard him years ago. He hosts my show called Hamburger.
Yeah, Hamburger.
Hamburger, right. Man, headliners.
Yeah, I know a nigga that say that every time I cut his hair.
Okay, let's see. What?
Okay, go to another caller. Thank you, Anthony. Love you, baby. I'll see you soon. Now, I'm sending it. Shut up. You talk about my money. I'm sending the contract. I don't want no static. You see, I got a radio show, and I will talk about you real bad.
Oh, that's how you get paid with money without blessings.
Gotcha. Bingo. That's why I get paid with money, because I'm on the radio, and I'm all over the country, and you don't want to mess with me.
Now, let me tell you what we were talking about before you came.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We were talking about the Father's Day theme and about Father's Day. Do you have any experiences of being a father that you want to share with the world?
Yes, fantastic. First of all, let me share the fact that I invited you to do the show with me. That flyer you sent me from Father's Day when we did Valerie's show.
In Cleveland.
Did you put that on Facebook?
Yes, I did.
That was a beautiful flyer. She did a great job.
She did.
I invited Marv to do an internet radio show with me on Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Valerie DeJones.
Valerie Denise.
Yeah. No, her name is Valerie Denise Jones. Yeah. I call her Valerie DeJones. Valerie DeJones, she's a bad lady. Oh, my God. She's my publicist.
DeJones or D. Jones?
Valerie DeJones. DeJones. DeJones.
DeJones Mustard. Grey Poop Pie.
Who is he? Is he even a comedian?
Don't act like you don't know. Man, we done did shows together, man.
This is the ghetto Googler. I know Marvin. Who is
this? The ghetto Googler, baby.
Who?
The ghetto Googler.
Okay, well, I don't Google ghettos. What?
This nigga was at the Barber Morris Center plenty of times.
Yes. That don't mean I know who you are. No. Point being, you interrupted my conversation. Point being, Marv.
Right.
Marv, I was talking to you.
Right.
I was thanking you, one, for doing the show with me. When Valerie called me, she said, TP. I mean, she's hooked up like 6 internet shows with me.
Yeah.
Valerie's awesome.
She said,
TP. She said, we're going to have like about an hour and a half because the guy that does the show is off because of Father's Day.
Right.
So we said, we want to tear it up, right? She said, so have a couple of your friends call in, too.
Yeah.
I said, okay. So I got hold of Michael Collier, and I got hold of you, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Mike wasn't able to do it. He was doing something else. Yeah. But you called in, and y'all, I don't know if you heard the show, make sure that people get the link so they can hear it. Okay. Marv Clown, y'all.
Now, this
is
what...
It was awesome. We had too much fun.
One thing, TP, that we were talking about, and it was amazing to me that you told me this. You said that you have a story about every or any comedian anybody could name.
Any black comedian you name today.
You told me white comedian.
White comedians too. I know. I'm Red Skeleton.
And they said Red Skeleton.
Nick, I'm just telling people. I've been around forever. Like, I am comedy. I told the first damn joke. Excuse me. I told it. Now, Tony, gospel people, stop listening. I told the first damn joke was ever told. I'm going to tell you, it went like this. I was a caveman, right? Back then, I was a caveman. And I'm sitting around the fire eating a Brontosaurus Rex leg. That's what I said, damn it. A Tyrannosaurus, like, we was back. We was cavemen.
Yeah.
We didn't have no Uzis or 9mm. And Al, don't make me pick up a rock on your ass. We back.
What about the jawbone of an ass, nigga? Listen,
so what happened was I'm sitting there eating a Tyrannosaurus leg. Now, the other caveman came out the cave. Uh-huh. He said, ooga moa. Now, in caveman talk, that means hungry. I ain't had a bite all day. So I put down my Tyrannosaurus leg, and when he reached for it, I bit him. That's the first joke was ever told in history. I did that shit. I've been around with everybody else ever since. Now, I was saying on what Marv's talking about, I named a lot of people, comedians, in today's society that are famous today. And somewhere or another, T.P. Hearn touched, yes, I will do that first. T.P. Hearn has touched their lives. And I named several comics, like Kim Whitley, Linnell. Ricky Smiley, Arnaz J.
Now, Kim Whitley's in the news.
Yes, the list goes on and on. The point is, I said, you just name one, and I'll tell you the story how I touched their life. Now, I had nothing to do with their talent and how God directed their career. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know. But the fact that TP touched their life at some point made a difference in who they are.
So can I throw a name out of
now? No, you already do one, Robin Harris.
Yeah, can you
do it? Love Robin. Me and Robin started, a lot of people don't know it, Robin got me into comedy.
Well, tell me about
back in the day, Okay, real quick, I'm going to try to say it as fast as I can. Back in the day, around 87, 88, 89, there was a club on the corner of Imperial and Crenshaw.
Mirage.
Called the Five Torches.
Oh, that was
Mirage was your day. Way back in my day.
Lonnie Walker.
It was called the Five Torches.
Yeah,
right. It's had
torches.
Since the years passed, it has several names. Back then it was the Five Torches. When I came to LA, I came as a singer. I was the lead singer of a band. and I was my band was playing there. Back then, when people came out for entertainment,
that's funny.
I'm talking back then when people came out for entertainment. You go out to see a band on the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Comedy wasn't hitting yet.
Right.
So people go out to sit to the club, see the band. So a comedian was just somebody you put up between the band sets.
Right.
So now Robin, back then it was like Robin, Ronaldo Ray, maybe one or two others. That's all it was.
Okay.
So after the show, you know, people, we hang out, entertainers hang out.
Right.
Yeah. Instead of hanging out with the other singers, I would hang out with the comedians.
Right.
Because they were more fun. We go to the restaurant, we talk about people till daybreak. We chop up everybody, man. Mm. And I was right there with them. Clown.
What did Robin Harris say? Who's right, this right, Robin, motherfucker?
Right, Robin says, they say, TP, you can do this. Oh, God, man, you funny as fuck. I said, y'all stupid. I ain't doing no damn comedy. I said, I sang. Y'all do the comedy.
What kind of song did you say?
Listen. The story goes, I either got drunk enough or bold enough one week. They said, well, wait a minute, y'all. TP's going to do some comedy tonight. Yeah. So I had two jokes. Robin gave me one, and a girl named Tori Snipes. I don't even know if she's alive or anybody know Tori?
I ain't never heard of
her. Tori Snipes. It's been years.
Thank you, Tori.
Anyway, listen. They had two jokes. I went out, I told the first joke, and I ran off stage. I was back there cussing out. Why y'all do that to me? How you gonna make a fool out of me? These people love me. They come and see me sing every week. They said, TP, shut up, listen. And I listened. They was laughing their ass off. They were screaming. I ran back out there and told the other joke. And it's been going ever since. I started making more money telling jokes than I was singing.
Now, check this shit out. Now, this is the first time. Hey, hold up. Did you ever hear that nigga was a singer?
No.
This is the first time. So, look here. Can you say something for us?
Right now?
That's yeah, nigga, right now.
Let me see something I've been messing with. Because there's something on songs on the radio I've been messing with. Oh, let's do this one. Okay. I get those goosebumps every time you come around me. You ease my mind, you make everything so fine. Worry about those calls I'm wasting on you. A waste of time, yeah.
What?
I get those goosebumps every time.
Now we see why he's a comedian.
Yeah, now we see why your ass went through this.
We see why he's a comedian.
But that would have been even funnier.
I get those goosebumps every time you, when you're not around, I can't throw that dude inside.
I'm glad you stuck to comedy.
We see why he chose comedy.
The point is, I'm doing what I want to do now, so don't matter.
I'm glad because you sure didn't give me no goddamn goosebumps.
I wasn't meant to give you goosebumps, nigga. Now ask the lady with the camera. How you feel, baby?
See,
look at it. She shivering right
now.
I'm glad Joe had to get no goosebumps. I've been kind of wondering about you anyway. Al Toomer. That's Al Toomer. Have you introduced him? Well, you probably did before I got here.
Do you have an Al Toomer story?
Me and Al go way back.
Yeah.
Me and Al go back to the beginning of this shit. Yeah. Me and Al was on the road together. On the road together.
What kind of stories you had?
We did Florida. What we do? North Carolina.
Man, yeah. The
Florida.
Yeah. Southern goddamn.
But y'all on the Underground Railroad?
No.
You had
we was doing
goddamn
comedy.
Fucking red fox looking ass there.
We was doing real comedy, not the bullshit you're doing now. We was doing real comedy. And remember, Al was opening. Al got a chance to open for me. He'll tell you. Tell him, Al, do we have a good time?
Yeah, we did.
Tell him.
Opening up, I don't know about that. I was headlining my own shit.
Did he pay you with money or blessings?
When we did, it was like, you know, wasn't no headliners. It's like,
right.
We picked
right, we just went.
You know, and I was
right, we traveled
first
in a group.
Yeah.
And nigga, you go first tonight, I go to the first next night. Yeah. It was real. We was just tearing
you
up.
You done it, Marvin. You act like you forgot.
Oh, shit, nigga.
Marvin ain't never done no road shit. What are you, 13?
We got a caller.
How old are you, 13?
We got a caller. We got a caller.
Hold
on. Now, caller, welcome to the lounge. What's your name? And you say what?
My name is Dot Mouth. How you doing, people?
Dot, what's up, baby? Okay, this is y'all. This is real quick. I'm going to let you talk, Dot. This is Dot. I'm going to introduce you real quick. This is Dot Mouth. This is my business partner and my personal manager.
All right, what you got
to say,
Dot?
He's out of Sacramento. Dot got all kinds of
business. Let him tell. He called in.
Go, Dot. Go ahead, Dot. Tell him who you are. Tell him who you are and then ask a question.
I just wanted to listen to you and enjoy the show.
Thank you, brother. No, tell him who you are. Tell him about your drinks and your management. He's got a couple other people.
Tell him about his wife.
Tell him about your wife. Tell him about the face off vodka.
Let him tell it.
Go.
Well, yeah, we got our new drink out right now called Face Off Vodka.
Face Off Vodka?
Yes.
Face Off.
It's 100%. It's 100%.
Yeah,
nigga, is that moonshine?
No, he don't. They don't have distribution in all over the world yet.
TP,
but they got Southern California.
God damn it, let him talk. Keep
right,
going.
Go.
Let him talk. God damn.
Go.
We also got Face Off still coming. The beer, and it's gonna be a great tasting beer. You know, with flavor, it's gonna be great. My manager, different kind of artist. You know, Mr. Chi.
Nigga, is you drunk now?
Nah, just look. I look. These are my guests. They're credible.
So are
people
you from Sacramento,
about.
Brother?
Yes, I'm originally from New York, but I'm based in Sacramento.
Okay, so you familiar with the Oak Park area? Oak Park?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Berkeley, Zach, all that up there.
It's a pleasure to meet you, brother.
Face Off Vodka distributed in Northern California.
I can't wait to taste your beer. I hope you...
No, the vodka.
I hope you... Yeah, he said he make beer, too.
Yeah, we just got a beer. Good job.
Now, brother, this is what I want you to make since you in the alcohol so we can relate. When you coming out with your tequila, man? I love tequila, man.
Absolutely.
When, nigga?
You know, the tequila, see, what I want to do is with the tequila is a different situation because, you know, I don't want to have that bad aftertaste.
Oh, yeah.
Are you selling the shit or are you more concerned about what it tastes like?
If he's selling it, he has to be concerned with it.
You gotta worry about what it tastes like. Yes, you do. Let the man talk.
Now, also,
goddamn caller. Let the callers fucking talk.
I like what he said. If I'm not had a caller
in 3 fucking weeks and they want to be room to the caller.
Thank you.
Please, caller, I want to clear the platform so you can talk and, you know, promote what you're about and say what you got to say.
Yes.
Y'all motherfuckers quit interrupting the call.
Who are the motherfuckers?
Thank you.
Well, my thing is when we make the drink is it's for the consumer, it's the taste. Because a lot of these vodkas lying out here now don't taste good. It gives you that bad aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want my thing to taste real good, real sweet, and just you can't even taste the alcohol but you get fucked up.
There you go.
I'm still saying, what is the shit you like the best? It ain't what your customers like.
Okay.
I'd
rather sell some shit that don't fit my taste buds, but they like.
Let him answer. Go ahead, Art.
The one I like best right now is pineapple.
Okay, I can go with some of that. Some mango and all that shit.
Yeah, mango. All right, now, Dot, tell him, he's my personal manager. He also manages his wife, Miss Burns. She's a singer. Mm-hmm. He also raps, and he has 2 other rappers. Go ahead and tell him the name of the people that you manage.
Yeah.
Right now, I manage Miss Peek. I got my wife, Miss Bird, and I've got my man, Bobby Drake, that's out of L.A.
Can they come on the show anytime?
Anytime, yes, they can come on anytime.
All right. Okay,
what about your boy from Sacramento, Mozzie? You hip to him?
Definitely, I'm definitely up for Mozzie. He's baking right now.
Shouts out to Mozzie from SAC. I love your shit, man.
So I would like to tell you, man, welcome to the lounge. And if you have any artists or anything you want to promote and you're down here in the L.A. area, give us a call. Come on down. You know TP. You're a friend to me. And bring anything down. We'll help you promote anything.
Send it down now.
To,
we should have a bottle of this booze on this table next week.
Cool, Dot. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Call it in to the lounge. TP, you got a lot of friends all over.
Oh, yeah. Like you heard the man say y'all ain't had a call in 3 weeks. Yeah, now what? The phone was jumping off the hook right now.
Off the chain.
Why that? Somebody answer the phone. That's 2 more of my people.
And you know what would be excellent?
What?
Since we got callers, if you would let your head face and shit.
And I don't I was fucking with you, but thank you. You did say the right thing by telling these niggas to shut up. If you got a call,
I was talking to you, nigga.
This ain't your motherfucking show, TP. You a guest.
I'm a guest.
I'm gonna ask you the questions.
I'm a guest, but I bring guests.
I'm asking.
Watch this. Let's do the show. Ask me some shit.
No, I thank you, brother.
Ask me some shit. What?
Okay. The nigga that said everything.
From
we ain't
the
got
days of BET and comedy to right now, you've been all over.
Yes.
What is the most, should I say, learning experience in this comedy game that you had?
The best learning experience? Ooh, the best learning experience would be that I learned that it's a business. It's called the entertainment business.
Right.
It's called show business.
Yeah.
Show business is 2 different words.
Yeah.
There's a show and there's
then
a business.
It's a business.
Okay, well, anybody would never deny, and I appreciate it, and I love them for it. TP is the show. I put on a show. I tap a show. I bring a show in my back pocket and slam it down anywhere I want to. You know what I'm saying? And I learned how to do that, and I love that because it's a part of who and what I am. What I did not do was learn the business. I did not. I've been very fortunate. I've traveled halfway around the world. I've bought up. The only home I ever bought was in Virginia Beach. Beautiful. $150,000 here in L.A. in somebody's garage where you pee outside. $150,000 in Virginia Beach was a four-bedroom home, two-car garage, two double deck, swimming pool.
And you get my, slaves, didn't you?
My neighbors were doctors, lawyers, and police.
But it gets fucked up.
I chose that because I had children at that time, and I wanted to raise them in a beautiful place.
They got fucked up storms out there.
They got
know?
What?
Storms. They got fucked up storms. We got nice storms.
Oh, yes, yes.
Man, he got
there's something
up
everywhere.
Here.
There's something
but
everywhere.
But out here, all we got is earthquakes. And I mean,
no,
yeah, but the thing is different between that shit.
That nigga said they got fucked up storms. All we got is earthquakes. That people over there going, all we got is fucked up storms. This motherfucker got earthquakes.
They got a fucked up economy. Everybody here makes money.
All right. Well, anyway, we're not discussing that.
I'm going to go take a bathroom break right now, man. And my boy Robert go fill in right now.
All right, right.
And
so we'll be right back.
Another,
we got time
Robert
for one
Jr.
more break. So we're about to go to break right now.
One more break or one more caller?
5 minutes. Okay, we're going to take a break and we're coming right back.
All
right. Right here at the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. We'll be
Marv,
right back.
Do that.
Bounce. I took my roof off at the red light. I took my roof off at the red
light. All right, all right. We back. Them drunk niggas had to go to the bathroom and had to get their bladder together.
That's what happened when you drink.
Now, TP, this guy, come on, Robert Jr.
Can y'all hear me?
What's going on, y'all?
Sit right here.
What's up, Rob? Sound people, can y'all hear me?
TP, I want you to know this
guy. It could be me. I'm not hearing for everywhere else.
TP,
yeah, that's better.
Huh? Can I introduce you to this guy? This guy right here, his name is Robert Jr. He was on one of our previous shows. He had some relationship issues with his woman. Now, we want to get an update for all the listeners out there. How is it going now in your relationship now, Robert Jr.?
First of all, let me how you doing, Rob?
Yeah, this is
Robert Jr.,
TP,
baby.
TP,
good to meet you, man.
Yeah. All right, go for it.
What woman?
What woman? I obviously.
So that answers that.
That sounds
great. That answers the question.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Good job.
What you got going on, Robert Jr.?
Oh, man. Actually, man, I wanted to come in and get back over here, man, and let everybody know, man, I am great, man. Things have been happening to me, man. Uh-huh. Things have been happening for me, man, since the last time I got on the show.
What kind of things, Robert Jr.? Because we ain't got that much time.
Well, actually, took on a second job, you know.
What's the second job, Robert Jr.?
Oh, man, they got me over here, man. I'm doing my same thing, putting in information for computers.
Talking to the mic, Robert Jr.
For addresses, you know, like just doing home improvement things. Just doing home improvements, you know, getting it done.
I like your outfit, Robert Jr.
Hey, man, thanks a lot, man.
I've never seen a suede corduroy jacket before.
Suede corduroy jacket is lovely. What is it, about 97 degrees outside?
Just trying to bring it back. You know, you said something about New York. You, man, New York like these fat. These, like,
we
these
are in L.A. Cool. The sun is shining.
Yeah. That nigga look like an overgrown church sock. You see that shit?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But anyway, no, man, Marv, everything is great with me, man. You know,
that's
I got a
good.
Chance to come to terms with things about
now,
what
now,
my life
Junior,
to do.
We want
to
have you on the show next week, but we want to get an update with you and how your relationship status is going after
he just told
situation.
You ain't got no damn relationship.
But you got a week.
He said he left that healthy week right after the show.
You got your week.
I've been single, man. I'm going on three, four.
Johnny Randall, man. You know it in the hospital. Johnny Randall, you got it in the hospital. You know that.
You talking about my old partner, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, Johnny.
He said he left that happen right after the show.
You know what? Interesting thing, but guess what? We out of time.
No, we're not.
We want to give a big shout out to T.P. Hearns that's with us. He's on a tour with
Dirty South called Laugh Till It Hurts.
They
were going to be in Atlanta, Georgia on August 13th.
Let me give a quick shout out, man, to some of your viewers, man. Marquita White, Kiera White, and Tierra and Cody. Hey, man, that was a great script. I hope I get a chance to get with y'all when I get on that side of town.
Okay,
peace.
Robert Jr.
Peace.
And Al Toomer, do you want to say anything to anybody or maybe his Taylor?
Nothing. Just a wonderful show. Good seeing. I ain't seen TP.
I know, Al. We ain't seen each other in years. I thought you was going to talk real quick about Chris Tucker.
We was going to talk about it, but Robert Jr., he got, the jacket. It was too fucking hot. So
his jacket took up the time.
Join us next week, next Tuesday, from 7 to 8. And I remind you, please subscribe to the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge on YouTube.
Please. This
subscribe
is awesome. Good
and
job,
press
Marv.
The button. It's free. We'll see y'all. And happy Father's
Peace.
Day to all the real fathers. Mad Marv Comedy Lounge.
Peace.
Trap Comedy is finest. Woke.
Yeah.